Nancy Pelosi to exclude 1,400 invitees from Biden's first address to Congress while he speaks without a mask. By Wendell Hasebo on April 27, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, plans to exclude 1,400 invitees from President Joe Biden's first address to Congress Wednesday, despite most congressional members being fully vaccinated. "We went from 1,600 people to 200 people. That is a different dynamic, but it has its own worth," Pelosi stated to reporters. "It will be its own character, it will be its own wonderful character, no, not worried at all." Individuals were uninvited due to coronavirus restrictions. But Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, pointed out during former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, Democrats put 100 senators in the same room sitting just inches apart for hours. Most senators at that time had not received both vaccine shots. It's interesting, when it came to coming together to impeach Donald Trump for the second time after he was out of office, they put 100 senators in the same room sitting just inches apart for hours at a time over 5 or 6 days, Rubio said on Fox News's Fox & Friends Tuesday. Apparently COVID was not an issue then. But now, of course, for something like this, we can't have that many people in the room sitting next to each other. So it's kind of silly season here. Rubio continued by saying he will not attend the event. "I will not be attending, and one of the reasons why is the ticket numbers have been really limited. They're making people sit in the gallery," Rubio explained. Meanwhile, 12 additional members have consigned a letter to Pelosi reminding her that hundreds of lawmakers were sworn in during coronavirus on the House floor on January 3. "We also want to remind you that on January 3, hundreds of members were on the House floor for their swearing-in, including hundreds of guests in the gallery. If it could be safely done then, it can be safely done now. Especially with more members vaccinated than ever before," they wrote. However, for Biden's new mask restrictions, he will walk down the aisle with a mask but will then remove it to speak. Biden is also fully vaccinated. "Consult this chart before doing anything. Biden said so. Hashtag coronaviruspic.twitter.com/BQL-Allen0KL. Wendell Hasebo, at Wendell Hasebo, April 27, 2021. The White House press secretary told reporters, "Biden will, of course, be wearing a mask for the walk down the aisle, but he'll remove the mask when he delivers his speech." Congressional Republicans who have also signaled their absence from traditionally the most important speech a president delivers all year include Senators Tom Cotton, R.A.K., Josh Hawley, R.M.O., Reps. Steve Scalise, R.L.A., Kat Kamick, R.F.L., and Byron Donald, R.F.L., according to Fox News.